Hey, hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer four questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards, while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How do we look? Do we look okay?
You look fresh, like you haven't worked for a few days. You look great.
Are we dark? Are we too bright? We've got to get used to this new three camera, three people in here kind of thing.
Judging by the reviews on the Friday show, it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I don't know.
People liked Rhett in the room. It was like the good old days, people were saying.
People like me anyway.
Yeah, so. People
like you more in Calgary than Buffalo. That was consensus.
That's not true. They love me in Buffalo too.
Well, okay.
Somehow fond of you.
You know what they do? They like you in person. That's what they like.
When you're a real prick and then you'd be nice the odd time, they're like, "Ooh, it's like the bad girlfriend, right? Yeah. Miserable person, and then the odd,
yeah.
Oh, if I could have this all the time, that would be nice."
That's like why the Flames love him, because he just MF'd them for 4 months, and then last week he changed his tune and he loves them.
That's right.
He sprinkles a little bit of positivity in. No one sees it coming, and they love him.
That's their approach to the Rhett. They love him. Yeah,
thought he was a jerk. I think he's quite nice, actually. He's been quite good, yeah. Well, you must be really taken aback, because now it's a season-long winning streak.
If I'd have known that all I had to do was support them to get them rolling in the right way, I'd have been less hard at them.
Where were you?
Early in the year.
Jesus. So if they just miss by one, we can invoice you for the lost playoff revenue?
If they miss by one, I'm not. Yeah. Don't invoice me for anything. Broke.
I am?
Yeah.
Okay.
American I'll write that dollars. Down. American dollars.
It's a season high winning streak.
Yeah, it is.
Four games. But season high.
Season high winning streak and a total change of fortune with the comebacks.
And some puck luck that they finally deserve. Like, did you see Poston in? What the hell was that?
Yeah.
It's been a while since I saw one of those.
Ollie Poston in. Yeah, couldn't win. No, down after 40 minutes. Just why bother playing?
Bury him.
Get the Zamboni out. Yep. Finish it.
Start buying flowers. Write the eulogy.
Rest up.
That's right. They have back-to-back wins. Trailing after 40.
75 games, 0. 76, did it. 77, did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it you?
No.
You sure?
Who is it?
When'd you get, like, come on. When'd you get back in town?
Thursday.
Friday?
Ding.
It must be the Sunday. Alberta beef.
Ding.
Is it the Alberta beef?
Yeah.
Did you have any, by the way?
I had a big feast.
Because I know you were keeping it. You didn't want to have to share a lot of it.
I shared most of it.
You know what he did, though? I think he shared with his pals. I don't know if his rascals got any.
DUG got a filet, was blown away by it. Mom was pumped about it. The shoveler was drooling. And then the big human and dumb Cooney and a couple of other deadbeats came.
Yeah.
And then their idiot nicknames. Kids were along, and I'm like, get the, not yeah, yeah. a effing no. chance.
Here's it's hot dogs out there.
Delicio. Yeah. There you go. They kept cruising by.
I'm like, well, I can't have any. Well, I can't, because you're too stupid.
Yes.
You're too stupid for this meat.
And if people missed Friday's show by chance, Greg from Bonton just dropped off just, you know, a few thousand kilograms of prime meats. Yeah.
The shoveler told me yesterday, she goes, I would have a steak every day I'm here. It's so
different. If it's that steak.
Really, eh?
Yeah. No kidding. It was, I overdid it one time. Greg had the big delivery and I took home, I was going to say a pail, but then that sounds like you're exaggerating, except it's not. A pail of potato salad.
Ooh.
And just kept eating it and eating it.
You can't stop with that potato salad.
And the woman that I live with, she was kind of the same way. By 9 p.m. that night, it was like, oh.
Well, you walk by the fridge, you got to have a bite.
Yeah. You know what's in there? It's fresh.
Just, yes.
Double bacon.
I had a travel cup on Friday in the console of the car. And it just was like, it's been sitting here 3 hours in the sun. I don't give a shit. I went back at that until it was done.
Yeah, it was good stuff. So thanks to Greg over at Bonton taking care of us. So you did the tomahawks, everything? Or?
I did two tomahawks and the fillets, and yeah.
And I hadn't had the meat pies before.
Yes.
I'll be having those again. Yeah. They were unbelievable.
And, I mean, not to take away, but they're when they come right out, when you're there and you get them, and they're crispy like
Well, put them in the air fryer. That's great.
I know. Delicious.
So back to the wins.
Back to the wins. It's great, but they needed them.
Yeah, the shitty part about the weekend was the fact that Winnipeg decided to score six goals in twice. Two games as well, and kind of and the second game they did it against a real good hockey
Jersey.
Team.
Yeah, what the hell, Jersey.
It's like, come on, Vanecek, come on, Jack Hughes, let's go, Dougie.
Do they have anything to play for? They've punched their ticket.
Yeah, no, I think it's the seeding in that division. They're a two right now. The Rangers are close on their heels, and they're not far from Carolina. There's lots to be said.
I was extremely hopeful that this morning we would wake up in a playoff position.
Not the case. They are two back, but really three back. The Jets have officially locked in a tie break should they finish tied in points. They cannot be caught in regulation wins. So see it as three games back. Know you play the team once. They do finish with Minnesota and Colorado, who look like they'll be playing for seeding. In those last two games,
or not at all, or resting everyone. That's
well, look at the standings. I think they'll be playing for seeding. You've got 1 point separating all three teams in the Central. That's Minnesota, Colorado, and Dallas. I feel like it's guys, this is home ice, or guys, this is home ice through the division. So that's better than like a 5 point gap, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
Because then you might kick.
We'll see what happens. I hope those games are important.
So, any concern?
Wasn't a good game.
These were white knuckle rides over.
My take planned on the Vancouver game when they went down to. I'm like, you dumb buggers, like. But then the way they were playing, they're playing their ass off in Vancouver. I thought it was great.
Yeah. Good effort, in Vancouver.
You cannot fault them on the effort, and they came out with win. I'm like, I was even on Twitter letting out yells.
Woo-hoo! He had his first audible cheer of the season for a Flames goal. I'm telling you, you need push alert on the red tweets. There's like 10.
And then, who are you?
But the slow start yesterday was we don't need this again. We've seen this play out. Come on.
We talked about it last night on Afterburner. If you want more Flames Ducks content, and I know a lot of people do. It's been so good this year. There's a solid half hour of it there. It was right into the scar tissue of their worst games of the season. Early goal, bad goal, lackluster effort against a bottom dweller. Mistakes.
Yep.
I thought, you know, the result and the score lines are very similar Friday, Sunday. I thought the team's effort, very, very different. Not that they didn't try, but it was like, how do you let the 30th place team set the tone? Like, come on, guys.
Well, and that's, I was shocked by it because I thought, after that game in Vancouver, they have to have momentum. They have to have belief. They got to be feeling good. They overcame a lot in that game.
It's the exact same thing that happened last time they played Anaheim at home. They'd come back from that incredible shootout win over Minnesota. They'd won two games in two nights with travel. It was Markstrom's first shutout of the year. And look at this. Now you got Anaheim, Ottawa, Arizona coming up. Good. There's your five-game winning streak right there. And then they soiled themselves at home against Anaheim. It felt like that game all over again. It was a tough watch because it felt like it was one they were going to blow.
Well, and the thing is, how dissimilar was last night's game to an earlier loss against the Ducks? The difference being that Lucic and Zadorov and Michael Stone scored goals for
you. That's
and like, Richie, yeah.
And hey, I was watching the game in here last night, and in that third period, Lucic was on the ice. I'm like, what in the F is he doing on the ice in a must win with 10 minutes left, whenever he scored, right? Like, I'm like, it's not a shot against him, but this is not his strength. He should be playing the first period and setting a tone physically, trying to create momentum, not being relied on to tie up. Like, goal! Okay, shut your mouth, Warner. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, and we talked about it a bunch because we watched the third period together here before Afterburner, and it's you want to be upset at it, but like if you've watched this club all year, that's exactly what they've done every single game. The fourth line takes their turn late in the third. It drives you nuts, but it ain't new. You had to expect it if you're watching what Darryl's done his whole career.
No, my only point being is if you don't get a Lucic seeing eye shot and an off the post and in Michael Stone blast back after 20 games, then you lose that game.
100%.
And the narrative is the same. It's 41-22, but there again, what are the quality of shots? And Lucas Dostal kept them in it a little bit. It was not a good game for the Flames.
Well, and to be fair, their goaltenders didn't help them much. Two of those shouldn't go in, at least, maybe more. And if you get good goaltending there, this might not be close, and you can say the Flames played well, but when you're going to give up soft goals, and if there's only a couple breakdowns, but they all end up in the back of your net, I mean, it was a February goaltending performance from the Flames.
Yeah, I don't give a crap. They won.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we said. Style points don't matter. They needed two. They got two. Chicago's tomorrow.
It's not Detroit? Are you sure it's not Detroit?
Shut up. I kept saying Detroit last night. He's like, you can't look past Detroit. I'm like, I think you're looking past Chicago.
It's possible.
They're done with Detroit.
Yeah. I mean,
you can't get caught up in
it. I know.
There's no sense in it. And they better not either. And they better not look past Detroit, Chicago.
For sure, Chicago. Both teams. Maybe even Detroit, yeah.
But
those unscheduled Detroit games will really sneak up on you.
Were you shocked that Darryl did the pull of Markstrom after one? Because that second goal, even Millen talked about it, kind of hit him on the wrist or on the...
Can't have a rebound there.
How do you just catch that?
And I think he... No. I think Darryl did a lot of good things. I don't agree with him putting the fourth line out in the third period when you're down a goal in a must win, but it works. So, okay. He knows more about coaching than I ever will.
Yeah, and we don't probably all agree with Nick Ritchie being in there.
No. Nope.
Goal and an assist.
Yeah.
We might have liked to say, Michael Stone hasn't played in 20 games. He comes in and scores. Like, I don't know that the process is excellent, but the result is what matters.
Yeah, the goaltending swap, whether that keyed the comeback, doesn't matter. You won. Yeah. So it's if you're going to get criticized when you make a change or do something and you lose, then you should be praised. And yeah, Ritchie finds a way to get involved. And... you know, Coleman takes a dumb penalty. He finds himself on the fourth line. Walker Duehr gets elevated. I don't think that stays that way.
But he sets up that Lucic goal. He gets the helper there.
So,
and you'd asked about the pull. I think that the 3-4 is a big part of it. Last night was the first of three games in 4 days. We know about the Chicago Winnipeg back-to-back coming up. Red had talked about it last night. You know, you'd love to have the breathing room and the confidence to go Vladar tomorrow so that you have a rested Markstrom, but I think if they're not playing 3-4, Darryl might give Markstrom a little longer there. Because there was a similar situation a week ago, the LA game. They didn't pull him after 20 when it was obvious he didn't have it.
What do you do tomorrow?
I play Vladar, but it's my head's not on the chopping block if Vladar stinks and Markstrom has to go in after one. Right? Like, you can't afford to lose, so... That it's sitting in this chair, real easy to play Vladar. Really easy.
Yeah. It's easy to say a goalie's tired when he doesn't look good, and maybe he is, maybe he isn't. I know Greg Millen talked about it on the broadcast, Reddit noted it, but it's 16 of 17 games that Markstrom's been in for the Flames. That's a fucking huge workload, and granted, he's earned it and he's played well, but it does look like a guy, like if you had to convince us there's fatigue right now, it wouldn't be a tough convincing for anyone, would it?
And the second part of the reason I'd play Vladar is to give Markstrom the rest, and... the fans won't like it if you lose, but if you can't beat, who are we playing? Chicago?
Not Detroit.
Chicago with Vladar, do you deserve to?
It's the whole thing right now, right? That chances are, at the end of this whole thing, you're going to be what you are. It's if you sneak in, then you were a team that deserved to just sneak in, and if you miss, then you probably deserve to miss. I'm with you. I probably go Vladar, but like anything right now, it's short leash, and it's shift by shift, period by period. If it's one or two goals that are no good, you put Markstrom back in. It's Chicago. You'd hope to hell you can come back and score some goals against the Blackhawks, but it's got to be Markstrom against the Jets.
100% it has to be Markstrom.
And yet, I don't think any of us would be surprised if Daryl does go to Markstrom tomorrow because it's Daryl. What does Wednesday mean if you lose Tuesday is probably how Daryl's thinking about this. I can't worry about Wednesday. Yeah. That's the definition of looking past Chicago. We need our best guys in tomorrow because we have to win tomorrow. That's how Daryl's going to view it, but I'm with you. I'd love to see Vladar in there.
And if you play Markstrom, how about we jump out to a 4-goal lead in the first and just cruise through?
Let him read a book.
Can we just have that kind of scenario?
It's a novel concept for a team you haven't beaten in regulation this year.
You pull Markstrom when he has a shutout at the end of the first and you're up 5-0. Okay, come in and rest.
That's all we're asking, guys. Beat a team you haven't beat yet this year.
Because I was even milling again last night. He said, Flames should really try and flex here and grab them by, get on this team and put them away. They played the night before and got shit pumped by the Oilers. They got their third string or fourth string friggin' goaltender in there. Yeah. You're at home, do or die.
Yeah.
Come on.
Way harder than it should have been.
Way harder than it should have been.
I also think, by the way, sorry, just to wrap that thought, if you're talking about changing things up and trying to give yourself the best chance to win Wednesday while also giving yourself a boost on Tuesday, couldn't you make the case for Jacob Pelche to come in? Couldn't you make the case for Gilbert in instead of playing Stone 3 games in 4 nights after coming back from injury, missing
time? You absolutely can make the case. The problem being that the people that you're going to take out are Richie, who had a
1-1.
Right? Like
and Stone, of course.
Who else are you taking out?
Yeah, no one.
Right,
you're not taking Dewar out.
Well, and you could tell me Luch and Lewis, but look at the coach; he's not
a chance. Not happening.
Yeah, I don't think there's any changes.
And there's no sense putting Pelche in for on a line where he can't have success.
No, but that's with Kadri and Dubé or Mangiapane.
I know, but if you're taking Lewis out of lineup, you're not.
Yeah, I see what you're saying with Lewis. Yeah.
How do you feel though?
Because I feel good. I honest to God, like. You could be pissed off and get stuck trying to plan and read the tea leaves here where how could they show up and play flat? And then who cares? Like, you can't criticize a team for winning. If you're in the playoffs and your goalie gives up one and is absolute stud in net and the rest of the team plays like shit but you win, are people pissed off about it? Well, what the hell is wrong with this team? Like, get that out of your heads. You Flames fans, enjoy the next 5 games.
And here it is with Edmonton on this heater. They have had an incredible march. 5-4 over Coyotes. They blew a huge lead in that one. 4-3 over the Coyotes in overtime.
Why are you talking about the Oilers?
Because we just talked about style points.
Yes.
And they're winning and no one cares. San Jose, 5-4 in overtime. Like, they're playing bad teams and edging them out. No one cares. Just get the wins. That's exactly what we're talking about. And in Edmonton, they don't give a shit.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't either.
You had 3 bottom dwellers. You could have lost them all. You won them all by 1 goal. That's, and it's a luxury because you're, you know.
You're in.
Way in. You've got the X.
Contending for the division.
But yeah, it's like, at this point, would you prefer a really nice, good game where you get screwed by the hockey gods and lose, or a fucking ugly one, but you got 2 points? You take the points because it's the only way your season stays alive.
I say they set up the big tent outside for tomorrow night's game. Get the crowd there. Get everybody riled. Let's go.
Get them all juiced up.
Make some noise in that building for these guys. Because if they were flat, I wasn't at the game, but tough. Players live, or not live, feed off the crowd's energy. You do have the opportunity to influence the game, especially early on when a team.
Oh, I know.
Get them wound up.
And you know what? That was a nervous crowd.
It was. Well, how could it not be? It's fucking 2-0, and they score right? On the first shot. Like, you can talk about the fans. Like, what did the Flames do to engage the fans in the first period? They gave up 2. The goalie got pulled, and the first shot.
You need the chance going before the warm up. Let's make it happen.
They'll get that if they get in. But give them something to cheer about in the first 10 minutes.
Oh, shut up! No wave. No fun over there.
Just do the way.
Because you look at the last 2 games.
You gotta earn my cheering. Yeah. You're a typical Canadian. That's what you are. You're a hockey observer. You're not a hockey fan.
I'm just saying.
You go to the Sabres game. They've been out since November. Fans are screaming and yelling and excited. American ranks do that. Here, well, we're going to go. And somebody at my house on Saturday said they went to a game once. You could hear people having a conversation, they said. That's because
there's been some great
crowds. Hockey observers.
Well, and it was the game that played right into the scar tissue. That's the other reason. You can't ignore the body of work all year. That's the scariest game they play. Bad teams, deficit early, lackluster effort against the bottom dwelling, and you're like, holy fuck, they're going to do it again. That's what last night felt like, didn't it? They're going to blow it again, just like Philadelphia, just like Chicago twice, just like Columbus. It's another bottom dweller loss coming. That's what that game felt like for 50 minutes.
I think there was puckering for sure.
Yeah.
Because you go even to Vancouver. How in the last two games, both of them wins. They have not led for any significant amount of time when you look back at it, right? They were down 2-0 and down whatever it was last night, 2-0. They get the goal from Toffoli and they get 2:38 left or whatever it was for Stone last night. Now, yeah, you're right. It doesn't matter how. It's that you got it done. Just, you know, be better against Chicago. Be better.
The other thing, too, is shifts after goals.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Feel free to pay attention, fellas. That's two games in a row where the next shift you give a lead back. Or you give up the tie, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's like, oof. Careful. Like Nick Ritchie scores there. It's 3-2. You've scored three in a row. That should be curtains. All we need to do is be smart.
Once that momentum started.
And instead of the next shift, you're back to even terms. Like, oh. And they did it against Vancouver. The shift after the goal. 2-on-1, back of the net. Wow, that's a good play.
Yeah.
How about don't allow the 2-on-1?
What the hell was Rasmus Anderson doing on that 2-on-1?
Spinning?
Yeah.
Like kind of doing a, yeah, he was interpretive dance.
Round and round she goes.
Hey, Rasmus, do you think they're going to try to use each other on this 2-on-1? Or like what? What was your interpretation on this play?
Yeah.
Is that Kuzmenko or Bolivia? Which one was that? There was a lot of goals the last two games, fellas.
A lot of goals. Jesus. Yeah, it's a lot of goals. It's also probably part of it. Scored a lot, though. Yeah, if you're going to give up a bunch, you got to score a bunch. If you're going to win.
Who thought when Huberto missed that penalty shot, that was the nail.
And right? I thought he had it on the backhand, but he just tries to outweight the goal and he's out of real estate. I think you can get that up, and that's not easy, but he's got space and time when he goes to the backhand, and then it's like he's trying to go low. It's like,
I'm not going to evaluate how he should have done it. I just thought this is our season in a nutshell.
Yeah,
because every fan will be watching, and it depends, I guess, how you feel about Huberto. You'd have been... He's not scoring this.
Yeah. But my thing, it was more of if he scores, he's righted all the wrongs.
I was just going to say, it was Rhett last week. There's seven games. Flush the first, 75 games. Here's your chance to make amends. Everyone will forget the first 75 if you win out and make the playoffs.
Yeah. So did he win you back when he scored to tie it?
A little bit. I thought it was important. Yeah, but it was. Right? It's
a massive goal.
Yes.
A couple bank jobs, too, in the last week because Walker Duehr had the one off the end wall, too. Yeah. It's like, those are some bounces we didn't see the first 4 months. Hockey God's smiling finally.
Yeah, I was thinking of you last night.
Me?
Zadorov and Stone and Richie all scoring.
I mean, we thought it was Stetcher for a while, too. Yeah, again, I know. More I know. Things.
But Stetcher, you like. The other ones you.
But that's
despise.
The shit you're going to need if you do make the playoffs is that depth. Actually making a difference in a game. They haven't done it enough.
And to be fair, like, no problem with Stone being your eight here. That's where he was at the start of the season, before you lost Valimaki and Mackey, and Shillington didn't show up. Like, let's be honest about what he is. He's a phenomenal guy to bring in at league minimum as your 8 or 9. I got no problems with Michael Stone doing that.
How's Tanev doing?
Very quiet.
He's right on the cusp, I think.
Yeah, so cuspy that he doesn't have a locker.
It's very cuspy. Yeah.
Locker stall not there. That's how close he is. It's
still no locker?
Well, and it's funny because it was kind of it doesn't sound too serious, was sort of the vibe at the beginning, and then it's just crickets and no stall. That's a bad omen.
Yeah. You know what? That's Stetcher. He's fucking winning me over.
I like Stetcher.
That kid's playing his balls off.
Yes.
Last night, we gave him cheers of the game on Afterburner, and it's just like, look, he fucking cares.
Yeah.
A lot.
He is playing his balls off. He looks like he's been a part of this team, and this, you're right, that this matters to him as much or more as some of the guys.
He is the perfect example of what I'm talking about early in the year that you didn't see. You can watch guys playing. There's an emotion to them that you can, other guys have to be feeding off of. There's an emotion to them. There's a care factor. You can sense it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can visualize his emotion. As a fan and as a follower of the team, there were how many nights were you watching? They're faking their way through this game. There isn't pure emotion. They don't care about winning. Stetcher, I watch him like, this guy wants to win.
And we talked about it last night. Where's he been all year? In fucking Phoenix. It's nice having a pool. It's nice to have a nice, You got a little sun there, didn't you, Stets? Yeah, yeah. You look really nice. But guess what's not nice? Knowing you're playing out the last 40 games of a meaningless season, and it was meaningless before they dropped the puck in Arizona this year in a lot of ways. How jacked would he be, whether it was on the outside looking in or not? You're joining a playoff race.
And he's invested, man. You don't question his try, and we have questioned a lot of guys' try. And maybe that's not fair to do to everybody. Maybe you just play a different style, or it's 82 games and you can't have it every night, or whatever. But we sat here doing this thing a lot of times. We're like, you guys not give a shit? Where's the give a shit meter on this? And that guy has come in, and you see it every night.
But that, and if you want to keep going, go ahead. But that's just it. You can tell as a fan. Or as an observer, when guys care. He's the example of what you're trying to say is, why aren't the rest of you bastards doing this? Yeah. This is the guy, he's going. You can't fake emotion. I can tell if you're playing with emotion. Sure, there's games where you don't have it, but it can't be 75% of them. You don't get to decide to show up for 10 games a year and I'll play with emotion.
100%. Yeah. And there's just a few guys in this team that have brought it every night. Like, I haven't worried about Toffoli, Backlund, Tanev all year. And Markstrom, as much as it's been a shitty fucking year, it's almost like he's trying too hard. It's not lack of try. He's breaking sticks. He's pissed. It's not a lack of investment. It was a fucking shitty run. And whatever happened when he had his kid, he's looked like a guy. Oh, he is an elite goalie. We wondered whether he could return to that at times this year. But the problem has been your highest paid guys. There's been a waiver of how invested they are. Like, he looked really good. Oh, boy, it's like, what happened there? And, you know, like, Kadri's part of it. And I think sometimes when Kadri's trying too hard, he's a shitty player. Because it's like you're doing laps of the ozone and you skate yourself back to the – you're trying to do it all. I think there was a lot of very pointed questions about Uyghur and Huberto coming in. And it is a new system. But it's clear that the forward and the coach have not been eye-to-eye right since – essentially the first week of the season. And how does that affect your investment in the game? We've liked Uyghur a lot more of late. Certainly it's a nice run offensively, and, you know, seeing him be the guy that you saw in Florida for a while, but their biggest players, it has not been a steady, you know what you're getting every night. The work ethic's wavered pretty seriously.
Mangiapane, you just keep coming, son.
Yep.
Just keep coming. Keep working.
20's within reach.
It's gonna, you're seeing it. And you can see it in him that he's getting a little bit more confidence back and he's playing hard. And that shot, terrific shot. Keep coming, buddy. Just keep playing.
He's around it. And I like him on that top line. I like him with skill.
Keep playing. Keep playing. Are we on? So as far as Stetcher, just to put, are we want him around next year?
Well, they're over the cap next year, so they got some things to do. But boy,
but he's not going to be a big money guy. That's what I mean. He might be a guy that could be affordable. And
yeah, if you wanted to move out a D of your third pair and add him for cheaper, that would make sense to me. I don't know how many people are knocking your doors down for the last year of Zadorov's deal. He's certainly a guy that's fit, and you love what he's brought you.
You can complain about Zadorov all you want. He does play with emotion. He's got 10 goals. You've got the roller coaster of him. The cap thing is going to be a pain in the ass, but if you can have him, yes, you want him.
He's not the only D that's high risk, high reward in the league, right?
No, but he's a guy that when you put him into top four, it's just a hard watch. I don't mind him at all in a third pair, and that's really where he's slotted to be here. If Shillington shows up or Tanev's not hurt, like, he's your six if they're full. I have no problem with him as a 5-6.
We don't have to worry about the cap. Stetcher's on our team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want him back. Bring him back.
And the other thing, too, is, like, it is time to graduate Dustin Wolf, and he will be your best goalie in camp next year. Like, the things we're hearing outside the organization and in about this guy, like, I had some people that are in the profession of goaltending and teaching goaltending saying he's a top 10, 15 goalie on earth right now. So you are going to theoretically move out some salary on a goalie, whether that's Vladar.
He's a top 15 goalie on the planet?
They're saying what I've seen in the American League this year, he could step in and be an elite goalie in the NHL right now.
So play him Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is that what Daryl's going to do?
No,
it's not. All year. You know, hey, Markstrom's having a baby tomorrow. You don't have to fly him to fucking Denver. You could have a soft spot for Wolfie here.
Yeah.
You don't have to convince us to give these kids a try at least. But if you're looking to shed salary, you got a backup at 275 and you got a starter at 6. And I think there's a lot of interest in the two goalies as goalies. I'm not saying it's going to get done, but I just can't see them leaving Wolf in the A for another year.
Just imagine what you could get in return for a top 15 goalie in the
world. On the planet.
Yeah.
I'm not a goalie. This, I'm just telling you what they're saying.
Bedard?
No.
Maybe?
No. No? No. That Devin Levi looks pretty all right in Buffalo.
He played one game, didn't he?
Perfect. Undefeated, right?
That's great. Yeah. We're here in the Tower Chrysler Studios. We swung by Tower there, I guess Friday it was, right?
Old Serge is a beauty.
Serge is a beauty. Nikki was very busy. She didn't have much time to visit. But Serge is, I don't know, can you request Serge? He's not a sales guy, but can you go in there and just say, hey, I just need to talk to Serge for a little bit?
I would just walk in like you own the joint and just say, I need Serge real quick. Where is he right now? Just, you'll get him.
Yeah. If you need to know about fishing.
Yeah.
Or yoga. Yeah,
he thinks he knows about fishing. I feel like I could.
Really?
Show him.
Are you calling him out? Saying he's,
you know, I saw the pictures and I saw he's a bit of a
fancy boy fisherman.
Yeah, like he's got the guide baiting the hooks and stuff. Yeah, like, oh, I go fishing. I'm driving the boat. He's talking about the tie. I'm like, yeah, but you cheated. You got a guide doing all the work for you and you reeled in a 30-pound salmon. That's cheating. Get in the boat and paddle out there and catch it yourself. Yeah. Come on, Serge.
So go into Tower today and reprimand Serge on his boasting, his boastful fisherman claims.
If Rhett feels chippy, it was because in the meeting, Serge came to the realization that Rhett had been to the Stanley Cup Finals 3 times. What he didn't put together that Rhett had to explain.
Yeah.
A little awkward.
That's nice of him to bring it up.
You know, we're talking about the finals. Yeah, I know. I've been there 3 times.
Oh, is that right?
So 3 times.
Wait a minute. What?
Wow.
Jeez.
What?
Yeah, my first year with every team. Florida, Buffalo, and Calgary.
My goodness.
Jesus, oh, what? Wow.
Holy crap.
Well, how'd it go?
Well, Colorado was supposed to beat us the first one, and Brett Hall cheated, and then John was cool.
Yeah, it got awkward for a couple minutes.
It did, and then Serge
takes me fishing. We'll be all
yeah, Serge threw some keys at him. He's fine now.
I'm trying to remember. They have that Jeep set up in the
Owen Hart Foundation.
I kind of want that Jeep.
The Owen Hart Foundation is, it's going to go to the food bank, but it's in support of the Owen Hart Foundation. Okay. Tower and Serge are big supporters of Martha Hart and the Owen Hart Foundation. So do that. Swing by Tower, chirp Serge, and bring a bag of non-perishables, and they'll get it to the food bank for you.
All that works, right?
All works for me.
Good.
We have our final Flames experience of the season tomorrow against Detroit at the Dome, Ryan.
Shut up with Detroit. Going to knock you out, you clown.
We've got a experience for you. Yeah, that's right. $50 gift card from Matt up at Mad Rose Pub. And this is a big game. Ordinary, I don't know that I'd have looked. Chicago one more time. They've traded Patrick Kane. Is Taves even playing? I don't know. Is Murray Bannerman in
there? Have you heard of three of the Hawks? We should play Name a Hawk later today.
Is Murphy still there? The defenseman? Gord's boy?
Joe Murphy?
Connor.
Joe Murphy's not there.
Let's pull up the roster.
Mark Bell? Is Mark Bell there?
It's not. Tyler Arneson there still?
Eric Dazé?
Oh, look at this.
Kyle Calder.
Look at Alex. Kyle Calder, isn't
it? All right. See, now Lucas Reichel put it in their shitter, right? He scored. Tyler Johnson. Forgot about you, dude. Jujhar Khaira, Joey Anderson. See, you start rattling off these names, and then they all score. You're jinxy pants.
And then Austin Wagner, Jonathan Taves, and Reese Johnson is a fourth?
Fourth liner. JT.
Taves didn't move at the deadline, did he, Dean?
No, he did not.
Huh.
JT.
He's got that long COVID stuff.
Well, that's the thing. He had the old long haul there. Is he doing all right?
It sounds like he's been had a real tough go. The Jones brothers. Jonas Brothers or Jones Brothers? Which are the same?
That's right. Yeah. Love their stuff. There's Connor Murphy.
There's Connor still there.
Connor!
Nikita Zaitsev.
They got a second for taking him, didn't they, from Ottawa?
Jesus.
Alex, what are they doing? They're giving away seconds?
See, anyway, be watching your social media. Mad Rose Pub.
Keep going. Can we go down for net?
You want the net miners?
Yeah, because it's way down. Use a goal. But it's like this is
Wolf.
Who dat territory, and that's the type of goalie that beats the Flames this year, to be honest. Mrazek and Stalock. All right, never mind.
It's not terrible.
And Jackson Stauber's gone.
Yeah, Jackson Stauber put in there, took us.
I've heard of them.
You loved Mrazek a few years ago.
Mrazek might have peaked in Calgary at World Juniors. He was phenomenal at that tournament.
I just remember a few years ago, I was like, oh, I got
bring him in. Bring him in. Cheap, 3.5, 5 years, it'd be great.
Is that me or someone else?
That was you.
Was you.
Oh, okay. Weird.
There's a lot of
you get a big bone on for goaltenders. Well, for a guy.
It's because he's got the inside. He knows all the insiders in the goalie world.
I do now. I didn't then.
I've talked to some people who are in the profession of teaching goaltenders.
It's his Glen Lake Timbits hockey team.
It's just like.
That's one of my assistant coaches.
You know, and you nine, we're teaching this kind of post-integration. I don't know what the hell they're doing in Florida. You're ruining Spencer Knight.
Yeah. That's what it is. So be watching on your social media. Tag a friend, do all that sort of thing. Watch Flames Nation. We'll be retweeting the Mad Rose Pub. And I want to tell you, we got to get you up there. Now that you're here.
I'm starving.
Enough
too.
Talking. Well, enough talking. 15 Royal Vista Place, burgers, pasta, steak, full entrees, gourmet pizza every single day. Madrose.pub is the website. 20 beers on tap, kid friendly Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. That'd be today if you want to take your little rats with you. 15 Royal Vista Place, Madrose Pub.
And the game is tomorrow, so we got to do some sort of contest.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Let's do it.
Watch your social medias because tomorrow is the game against Detroit.
Fucking Detroit. It gets in your head. You can't get it.
I know. It's tough. Pinder Report coming up.
Brainworms.
We'll do the Boomers Best of the weekend, our Betway bets, that sort of thing.
Boomers Best.
Yeah, you know what?
You were gone.
I like it. I'd heard rumors.
It's okay. There is a few things. I mean, you do the Pinder Report, and then I kind of just cobble some stuff together. I don't want it to be overlapping.
I think there's lots of great stuff on the weekend.
So I kind of read what you might be using, and then so I go on another way. So either way, that's coming up.
I'm looking forward to it for
Green Drop.
And if you think it's okay, that's basically like A+, because this guy is so glass half empty.
If it passes my...
If he thought it was bad, it's usually pretty good. Okay, that's out of the park. Hey, the Shohei Ohtani, he's okay. It's like boomer level enthusiasm, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the Jays?
Oh, it's 1-2, season's over.
This is brutal. I can't.
The pitchers are going to pitch to something like under 1,000 ERA at some point, right? Although Gausman nodes are all unearned, so who knows? Didn't see yesterday's debacle.
Oh, hey.
9 runs, eh? 3 and some.
You know what they did? They snuck into my Betway bets today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I hadn't even looked at the baseball. That's a great idea.
Stay tuned for that. I need a copy of your day planner, your schedule. Because Dr. Jay Patel down at Outdoor Dental, you're here. He's seen the videos of you snoring and falling asleep. And you look good today. But, I mean, it's just a matter of time till you're in here dozing off with that sleep apnea of yours. We've told you about it for a long time, and we've had a lot of people that have been saying, yeah, I went in and gave it a shot, gave it a try. If you've done it, then you send us, you know, whatever, social media. Tell us about your experience. It is the snoring treatment. I don't know how they got to the point where the laser that they use for the dental work, maybe it was right from the start. I don't know. But that they can then use it to help cure snoring. Soft palate, back of your throat, 2 sessions, 15 minutes each.
Pain-free.
And all of a sudden, pain-free. So suddenly you're sleeping better. People around you are sleeping better. You feel better. You're more energized. You're better at work. You're better at... I mean, it's...
The shoveler told me Saturday because I was drinking. She's like, can you try not to snore too much?
Yeah.
Then I told her I felt like I was having a heart attack and she couldn't sleep anymore.
Yeah. My left arm's kind of tingly. What?
Did someone burn toast?
So yeah, we'll talk. You know, we'll talk to Dr. J. Maybe he can cure that too. What if I'm really drunk?
Is there a laser for that?
Yeah. Why do we snore more when we've been in the sauce?
We're relaxed.
Is it just... Ask Dr. J, you know, when you're in there. Outdoor.dental is the website. They also, of course, they have all the implant treatment for your dental work, and they use the 3D printers and all that. It's state-of-the-art stuff. Outdoor Dental, Dr. J. Patel. No needles, no drills, no stress. Outdoor.dental. Got to get you in there. Pinder Report is a presentation of Village Honda.
You're going to see Anthony and the gang today,
are
I
you?
Think.
Good for you.
You better fucking have your head out of your ass.
Northwest Auto Mall, online, villagehonda.com. Get your piece of the $1 million buy-in event. Get cash for your vehicle. Village Honda, top dollar. And they'll also throw in a tropical cruise. Tropical. What makes, how do we define that?
You got to be in the tropics, Dean. You got to be somewhere where it's hot and humid and there's ocean nearby and there's amazing fruit they pulled off trees that day and people are hauling fish out every day. Ah, delicious.
Because it might be hot up near Saskatoon by now.
No.
I don't drying know if out? It is. Doug had to pull over on the way home yesterday because it was a whiteout. So.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure it's gotten too...
Not Saskatoon. You're not going on a cruise of the Northern Sask. Tropical cruise 4-2 to boot. Seymour, villagehonda.com. Here is the Pinder Report.
Fellas, we start last night at the Scotiabank Saddledome with the finale of the season series with the mighty Ducks. And it was not a Picasso, nor was it a star-studded showing from the Flames. Kind of interesting, the plumber heroes for the Calgary Flames. We talked about it on Afterburner last night. Rhett and I in these very studios. Unlikely sources for some big goals for the Flames last night. Milan Lucic to tie the game early in the third. And then with 2 minutes and 38 seconds left, Michael Stone. This was the Muckers night at the office for goal scorers.
I was ripping on the fact that Lucic was on the ice when he scored. I honestly was. I'm like, how can you have that fourth line out there? It's a must-win game. Third period. Open. Hey, nobody is upset that Lucic scored. We're all happy for him. I still wonder why he was up there. But awesome.
Michael Stone as well has missed a lot of time with injury, and we saw him get back onto the ice at practice before the Vancouver game. Look, he's not an all-star, but give a guy credit. Yeah, his one tool is that shot, and he let her rip. That's the great skill he's got. We talked about it. You can separate your Michael Stone from a lot of demons in the league with that shot.
And another PTO for Michael Stone.
It's in the drawer. Just got to sign it next September.
Just bring it up.
You know how this works, right?
That's right.
Let's move along. Ryan Pike tweeting out the magic and tragic numbers for the Calgary Flames. A quick primer on that. The magic number, how many wins combined with Winnipeg losses do you need to get into the playoffs? The tragic number, your losses and Winnipeg wins to be eliminated. They're getting a little closer, these two numbers. Flames, 6.5 is the total you need. Flames wins, Winnipeg losses. You get two of those if you beat them in Winnipeg on Wednesday. That'd be a good move, eh? You get a Calgary win and a Winnipeg loss.
Yeah. I see, yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Holy jumping.
What if you lose, though? What does that do to you?
Don't do that. No.
Your tragic numbers. That go up or down?
Again, glass half full is tough, but you find a way to do it all the time, don't you?
No, I just wonder. I mean, you're building the can.
And there is good reason to wonder what would happen if the Jets win, Dean, because the Jets have been flying of late. Remember that 3-0 loss against San Jose? It's like, what the fuck is wrong with the Jets? That's an ugly loss. We were doing the post game, I think, at Grey Eagle that night. It was like, oh boy, they're going to hang on here, aren't they? We're updating the score. 1-0, 2-0, 3-0. Well, the Jets got home and opened a 5-game homestand. First two games, pretty good. You know, if you like 6 goals a game. That's tonight's schedule. Okay, not yet. Jets winning 6-2 and 6-1 in their first two of the homestand. Calgary next. They're off till Wednesday.
So they're feeling good now.
Yeah, they get a couple days off and feel good about it. I don't like how the Jets are performing. It's disturbing to me. I was really hoping for that slide to continue.
And all the guys we were talking about who weren't pulling their weight and like, ooh, something's wrong. It was Wheeler. It was Scheifele. It was Ehlers. It was Connors. All those guys all over the score sheet, those two games with 12 goals total. So look out. They're feeling a little better.
Just win Wednesday, Flames.
Just win Wednesday. Here is
snug.
Here's your standings. Take a peek. Western Conference. There's your Jets schedule.
There it is.
6-1 against the Devils. 6-2 against Detroit. Or is that Chicago, right? Have a look.
I can't tell anymore.
Freaking Hawks.
Flames, Preds, and Sharks, the remainder of the homestand. And there are your standings. 87 points for the Calgary Flames. 2 back of the Jets. Games even. They play each other Wednesday, as we told you 1,000 times. And finally, the Flames have passed Nashville in points percentage. Hey!
Yeah,
Nashville's got a fucking wagon of a schedule. Real quick, Dallas, Vegas, Carolina, Winnipeg, Calgary, Minnesota, Colorado.
Oof. Tease and tease.
Everyone else has got like 5 left. They got 7, so they got to play more often. And those teams. That is a tough slog for a team that still doesn't have Roman Yossi.
See, that's the thing about having games in hand. The thing is, you got more games to play.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to play more on that.
You're not great at math, so I don't know if I could trust that.
Trust me.
Let's go to some NHL news. I don't know if this is good news or bad news for the Toronto Maple Leafs, but Matt Murray, who they brought in from Ottawa, Watch this play not looking good for the Buds netminder as he takes a little bonk here, Rhett, and it looks kind of innocuous, but the more you see it, you're like, ooh, he doesn't like this. Trip in the crease. Ouch.
So, he's a bit of a hurt bag, eh?
Is he a bit of a hurt bag?
He's a bit of a hurt bag.
So Matt Murray went down. Other injury news, Sean Monahan. Remember the Habs? Oh, how savvy. They're just going to flip this guy for a first. Mm. No, he's been out since December. They shut him down for the year. Free agent this summer. If you want to recoup that asset.
That poor kid is done.
You feel for the guy. It's kind of the territory. Like, what's he looking at? Like, 1 year, $2 million?
Surgery like, again? Like, how many?
How you, many is that?
I feel like this is four seasons in a row that have ended with surgery.
He's had hip.
Wrist. Both hips. Gosh. Wrist, yeah.
Well, and clearly the hip is affecting the groinal region because.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now it's groin surgery?
Yeah, like, you're compensating. No good. Yeah.
More yoga, Sean. More yoga.
Talk to Serge.
Come on.
Yeah, that's right. Bikram.
I want to see this Murray guy get clunked because I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see it. That's the problem is we don't have it. So we'll move along. Tonight's schedule in the NHL. Not a lot of games, but goodness, there's a big one for Flames fans. Do you want to put on your Dallas Stars gear, Rhett?
No, I hate the Stars.
Well, you're going to like them tonight. They play Nashville at home. You'll hear more on that.
I'm not worried about Nashville.
Yeah, and after hearing that schedule, I'm kind of the same
as you. If they can get to 97 points, then...
And they got more games to play.
They're too tired,
so
right,
so many games. They got so many more games they got to play.
A lot of games. God,
so many games. They had that one weather game where they had to cancel it from way back in the fall, and that's what's been tacked on to Friday. Oh. So I think they were supposed to end their season Thursday, and they just gave them a back-to-back and good a day luck. Later.
Just a huge disadvantage to have to play all those extra games.
Hoof.
So many more.
Let's go to the Western Hockey League. Playoffs started this weekend. Calgary Hitmen lose game one in Red Deer. Game two. Tight, Dean. Like, tight. 0-0. 1-1. Off to overtime. Can the boys get a split coming home? Come on, Hitmen. Come on.
That's right, yeah.
Hurry high!
No.
So we don't have this either? Is that what I'm... Are you texting Alex? That'd be helpful.
No, I'm not.
You're doing your taxes? What's going on there?
No, just keep doing your goddamn report.
Yeah, I'm trying, but there's no video.
Leave me alone.
Oh, I don't want to see this.
Hitmen win it in overtime. They're pumped up. They're coming home tied. Game two. Here it is. Look at this.
Pass into the slot. Now McAdams into the slot. Adazinski scores.
Oh.
David Adazinski goes Campbell. Top shelf, and the Calgary Hitmen get the weekend split. They win game 2-1. This series is tied at one game.
Do you want to tell them what Cam Moon's doing for a living now?
Yeah, it's not important.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. It was Cam.
Yeah, that's right. It was Cam, sure. Yeah. You think the boys are fired up? Red Deer, what, a 2-seed or 3-seed? This is big favorites. Here's the hallway after, boys.
Is that Tanev?
Nope. That's someone else with a bad shoulder. Shots fired. So they're coming home split. They play tonight in the Dome, Dino.
Let's
go, Hitmen.
Let's go.
Split. That's what you want. Start on the road. Get that split.
Who's that bald guy in the back there?
I didn't see. you personally.
What?
You've been a favorite. You've been an underdog. Do you like starting on the road in that best of seven? Just all you do is got to win one, then you're coming home, or do you like favorite?
I don't know. I don't care. Okay, because I was never intimidated by starting on the road. Because starting Philly, it's like the toughest building in the world to play in. Bring it on, you bastards. Let's go.
That's right. I don't like that underdog. Like, all I got to do is win one, and we've ruined everything.
Let's go.
Yeah. Speaking of Western hockey, you're going to hate this, right?
I don't like it at all. I don't know why you're bringing it up. No one cares.
No one cares. He's overblown. Here's Connor Bedard in his second WHL playoff game, Rhett.
Get out of here, Bedard.
Skin at hockey.
Don't hurt your ankle.
It's decent, yeah.
Yeah, there's third of the playoffs.
First proposal. Chagrou is down. Here's Bedard in front, shoots and scores. Connor Bedard goes upstairs, short side, stick side on Austin Elliott as Spencer Chagrou.
Come on, Chagrou. That was not, he wasn't done there, Red. He finished with three goals and two helpers.
Well, because he had two on Friday.
In game two, that's right. So he's got 8 points through games one and two, and the underdog Pats come back to Regina up 2-0, Dino.
Apparently the
holy
Bedard-led Pats weren't too intimidated by the 15,000-plus in Saskatoon.
All wearing Bedard jerseys? Yeah, I don't think so either. So that's a decent stretch, eh? Overblown. I will remember that.
Nice.
Get a 98 Hawks jersey with overblown on the back.
And not as good as McDavid.
No.
The other guy, he was better.
Yeah, so, I mean, if he's not as good as McDavid, why are we even talking
about
this guy?
Don't bother drafting him. He's not McDavid.
I'm just going to leave you disappointed he's not McDavid. It's a pretty good start, right? Seven seeds or whatever it is. Yeah. Punch him in the mouth. Provincial rival. Solid crowd. Love it. Okay, so yeah.
What do you love? What are you talking about? That's what you love it.
Listen, I know you love the Blades. This is like a future NHL star going off in the playoffs, and you called him overblown. It's perfect for the show. What are you talking about? We'll move along. Did you see real fighting and fake fighting got together on the weekend?
Awesome. I did.
This is a weird and I think kind of amazing but confusing partnership. The UFC and the WWE united as one, a $21 billion merger or takeover, whatever you want to call it here. How's your ROI there, Vince? Put in $1 million to buy the WWE in 82. It was WWF back then. But $9.3 billion he gets. Holy.
Old Vince worked his ass off for that money. Good for you, Vince.
He sure did. And look, it was a publicly listed company, so he's not getting all that. But he's done quite well, I'd say, Rhett.
He's awesome. He's always he was one of my favorites.
How was
great heel? He's a great heel.
He really good, really good heel.
Yeah. Plus him and Rob Kerr.
The falling out of the chair gif was just sensational. That meme is giving so much to society on top of all of his work in WWE and then the ring and all that.
Yeah, they announced that thing this morning, and like there's the parent company, and then UFC and I guess WWE are gonna branch off into their own thing. And the thought being you'll see a lot of mega weekends where you set up the gear for a UFC pay-per-view on Saturday, then the WWE on Sunday, and it makes sense.
I mean, from an event standpoint, it absolutely does. Yeah. What I would ask is, I think there's a lot of hardcore fight fans that are like, why are we associating with fake fighting or like scripted stuff? Like, do you worry about the credibility of UFC at all?
Listen, Snoop Dogg laid down the people's elbow over the weekend. There's nothing scripted about that. He got pissed off and took it into
his
own hands.
Cable deals, pay-per-view deals.
Yeah, the business side makes sense.
The business side makes a ton of sense. Now, did you watch any of
it? Yeah, how was it? You keep telling us about Snoop Dogg. You must have seen something.
I just saw that.
Well, the reason Snoop Dogg did the thing is poor Shane O'Mac.
Oh boy.
Came out to fight The Miz.
Yeah.
So you had the hosts of WrestleMania. You had Snoop Dogg and The Miz. And on the Friday night, Snoop Dogg threw him under the bus, called out Pat McAfee, and McAfee kicked the hell out of him. And then I guess it was last night, calls out Shane O'Mac. Shane O'Mac goes off the ropes, does a leapfrog, comes down, blew his leg out.
No.
Tore his, ruptured his quad.
Jeez.
Hit the ground, couldn't get out.
Stretch. He's not doing enough yoga.
So then they had to, pivot. Good on old Snoop Dogg. So the punch, that was improv, right on the spot.
Really?
Is that scripted?
Yeah, I tell you what, if the UFC can learn anything from WWE, it's like you could some career longevity shit. Like some of these wrestlers we're talking about, they've been doing this for 30 years. Get that going in the UFC. Guys disappear after 5 years. Let's
go. Snoop's a WWE Hall of Famer.
I want to see George St. Pierre throwing an elbow at WrestleMania. Let's go.
Why was I thinking about George St. Pierre the other day? He ain't doing nothing.
Ben 99, that's something.
He's old.
Weren't his last
not
fights
for a wrestler?
The shits? It was all defense. He wasn't trying to really win anymore.
Oh, he was a tactician, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great. Come on, George.
Well, he's old for UFC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then now he can just slide over in the parent company and work for another 30
years.
He
can't work the stick.
Maybe not in the Anglais.
Not in the Anglais. You need to be able to cut a promo, George.
Speaking of other Canadians, very good at what they do, but maybe not great at work. Well, this guy's great at working the stick. Corey Connors wins on the PGA Tour again. 4 years from his debut win on tour, does it again. And why is it good to win the Valero Texas Open?
Retro? Masters.
Because it's fucking Masters Week. Welcome to it. We don't imagine the piano music, Rhett. And with Masters Week comes many things. Napping on couches.
Can we play that? We can't even play that.
It's copyrighted music.
Yeah. Son of a...
I don't think we were supposed to last time either.
So good. Yeah, there's different licensing for radio stations that have music.
Whatever.
What we can tell you is you can get a piece of the action as the Bart Burner Masters pool is already up and running.
Come on.
You already got like 100 people in. Tweeted out the link this morning. Check Flames Nation socials, our social media, whoever's around the Barnburner account, get her going here.
Shut your mouth.
You're coming down Magnolia Lane. Look at this. Into the Masters pool we go. We'll announce some prizing tomorrow.
What?
Very simple. And we got some fun pools. Like you got to pick one of the dickheads from the Live Tour in one of the boxes. You got to pick a Live guy. You got to pick...
You would be one of the dickheads from the
100%
Live Tour.
100%. You would too. Fuck,
I would kill to be one of the dickheads.
Hey, do you want to go to No Cuts and we'll give you $200 million? Or do you want to keep grinding and playing for free when you miss the cut? No, I'll take the $200 million. That's fine.
What do you need?
Like, are you kidding me? Who wouldn't?
Clean out some trash cans. What do you need done?
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how much is this this pool, this Masters?
It's free.
Oh, what?
Sign your ass
nothing
up.
Nothing in the world's
what?
Free. You can't get
it's
free.
It's better
anyway.
Than free. If you're good at it, we're going to give you shit.
And there's prizes.
That's right.
What?
So
it's exciting.
Follow the links. I could give you the update how many people are in here.
Could
it's
you?
Blowing up already.
Love it if you would.
I know you'd love it. This is very exciting.
You should be a big Masters fan. I don't know if you are. I've never heard you go into the in-depth about it, but this is right up your alley. It goes like
4 days.
All day. Like
it's my favorite.
Oh, okay.
And it's a special because you remember when Tiger had the chip and the ball on the lip and then goes in, that whole thing.
Big
that
fist
was,
pump.
Oh, that's right. That's when your kid was born.
My firstborn had just come home. I was exhausted sitting in the old recliner in the basement.
Converted.
Had him all snuggled up there. He was snoring away watching Tiger.
Were you full of piss and vinegar before your kids were born, or was the exhaustion
has it
always
been like
there?
This?
Was it?
Well, I was doing mornings then, too.
But before mornings, even?
I think so.
Yeah.
A lot of vim and vigor?
Yeah.
I don't know what those two words mean, but...
More vim.
Yeah.
Well, that's a cleaning
sure.
product, that one,
yeah.
Right?
More vim than vigor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not familiar with vigor.
No vim now, though. Nor vigor.
Yeah. Salt and vinegar?
Delicious.
More of that for sure.
God, starving.
So join the Masters pool. And finally, some kickers for the weekend. We start with, have you heard of LARPing, Rhett? Do you know what LARPing is?
I love to LARP. I'm a big LARP.
Tell Dean what LARPing is. He doesn't know what LARPing is.
No, this is your segment. You
okay.
Go ahead.
So it's kind of like make-believe olden days fighting with fake swords. A lot of interesting people in
Ken
LARPing.
Ken Hitchcock.
No.
Is LARPer? He in LARPing?
He loves the LARP.
He likes a good LARP?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Civil War guy.
What was the Paul Rudd movie where the LARPing thing? I Love You, Man? Was that it?
Not sure.
Oh,
sorry.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
It's a tag?
Watch a goddamn movie. It's with like they're dress up in the, yeah, like this shit.
Okay, so
dress
here
up
is,
in the things.
So to set this up for Alex, this is LARPing. Everyone's dressed in costume pretending this is some medieval war, except he's got glasses. I guess the technology in the 1400s was better than we thought. And listen to what they find and how they try to solve it. This is usually done in big parks and things to simulate, you know, not living in the 21st century.
Yeah.
Of our tournament where my friend John said he found a body in the bushes over there. I ran over there because I'm a healing monk to try and help, but obviously my magic wasn't strong enough because... the dude's body was missing a head, so my friend decided to try and use a necromancer spell, which didn't work, which I knew it wouldn't. And apparently we contaminated the crime scene, because that spell uses a lot of glitter.
There's a lot
is that effing real?
There's a lot to unpack there. A LARPing tournament came across a beheaded body, and rather than, you know... come out of character and call the police. They tried to work their magic spells on
him. I can't believe that spell. That guy is a shitty necromancer.
Yeah. Or it was an April Fool and it got us all, but either way, I really liked it a lot for the Pitt Report. Thoughts and prayers to the whoever's head is missing.
I'd say we have a, what was it? What is this called again?
LARPing.
LARPing. We got to have a big LARPing tournament here.
Yeah. I think we should call it the Barnburner LARPstravaganza.
LARPalooza. LARPalooza. Awesome. Once the weather changes, I don't do it in the cold.
Rhett was at it again. I didn't realize how smitten he was with the shoveler, but he was in L.A. Renewing his vows on the weekend.
I told you she wanted to
marry you said.
Well, and he knows he's back in town. He's been talking to Justin Villanova. Yeah. So here he is. Odd place and time, but, you know, to each their own. I'm not here to judge, Dean. No value judgments for me. So
he's a romantic. I know that.
I think he went down to a knee and tried to propose again. It was.
Did you?
If you're going to propose, you got to get on.
You got to get on a knee, yeah. On bended knee, wasn't that?
We'll provide that maybe tomorrow. I feel like that might not have got in there.
You're calling for something that you didn't send.
Someone should have sent it to something. We'll move on. Yesterday, there it is. First ski day of the year. Found our favorite run. Zoom in, Alex. If you can, Rhett, I want you to read the sign. Dean's blind. He's got no chance. Keep zooming. Keep zooming. Keep zooming.
There's one called the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah.
There's one called the
Glade Runner.
And in the middle there, looking beautiful.
Afterburner! What a Sunday! It's a sunshine. So we got a
black
run.
Is that black? Oh,
can't be taking the kids down the block yet.
No, you can't do that.
Longer skis this year.
Send them down there.
And if you got a favorite run, the question would be, do you have a favorite chairlift or maybe even a favorite chair number? So this is my numbers-obsessed hockey fan, Blake. Let's have a listen.
Oh, what chair number are we?
71. Wash your hands.
That's right. Even the chairs at Sunshine had some Walker Durr action on chair 71 there yesterday. So there's Pin Report.
I love it. Got to send that to the Flames. They'd love that thing. The Pit Report is brought to you by Village Honda in the Northwest Auto Mall. Paying top dollar for your vehicle. They got $1 million to do it. Sell them your vehicle. Get a tropical cruise for two. You'll get paid 24 hours. No obligation. Find out more at villagehonda.com. Your dealership for life.
Did they get the WCW in that acquisition?
Oh, here's the Murray injury.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Look at this.
Boonk.
Bonk.
Oh.
I did that this year. In the Northtown Center in Buffalo.
Is that you on Roman Turek so you could get Kipper in?
Yeah. Some kid wiped me out.
Pins out. So what's is this concussed? He's holding his head? Clunk it?
They asked Samsonov about it, and he said, I'm really sad. It's like the second or third time. I think he was kind of alluding to concussions, but it's not super crazy, but just the way he reacts, you're like, oh, that caught him.
It's not for me to judge.
A little whiplash.
But that's got pads on.
But you don't
not
see
on
it.
Backside of him.
You don't see it coming. Tailbone.
I think that guy did it on purpose.
You think so?
Did he stink the hawks?
Sweep the leg. Oh.
Huh?
No, I think he's trying to tuck. I think
but
he's
why
trying
is
to,
he tucking? Go around him for Christ's sake.
But he loses.
Blows the tire.
Blows it as if he dropped.
Is that Lucas Raymond?
Out?
That's not like Lucas.
He jumps down. He takes him out. Oh, oops.
And
did he get a penalty?
Goes to.
Hey, did he get a penalty?
I don't know.
Because that's the first thing I'm doing in game one of the playoffs, right there. Oh, I fell. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we're not all, you know, performance actors as talented as you
LARPing,
are.
Yeah. It's like when old Nick Kyprios got flung into Grant Fear. Remember that one?
Couldn't help it.
What did you get from behind? Fell right into him. You hate to see it.
Need more of that.
Yeah. You hate to see
it. Not injuries, but no.
Don't need more injuries? So Samsonov was already kind of going to carry the mail for them. I guess big picture for the Leafs. They got Tampa. It's already locked in. They can't play anyone else in round one.
I'm still stuck with these Leafs because I can't stand the attention they get. But my love of Gio,
you know, makes
me
that's it.
Have a little bit of a soft spot for them.
Yeah. Your love of Gio.
The buds.
Loves the city, loves the team, loves Gio.
I love the minor hockey there where they're paying parents to move their kids and giving them
loves it all.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
Hundreds. Yeah. For the coach, what are you saying?
Hundreds of thousands for 14-year-old coaches. Yes.
What's the matter with us?
Why is he whining about it? This guy should be moving there, taking that dough.
I'm not whining. I'm jealous. Let's go. I'm just jealous. That's it. They're the live golf of minor hockey.
Maybe, well, maybe, son, if you tried a little harder, then your dad would be making some money. Hey, it's your kid's fault.
It is my kid's
fault. Blame the kid.
They don't pay that money in Buffalo, that kind of deal?
No. We also this week, I said we're going to do the tickets over the next day. Or the experiences. Hearing loss clinic. Teed it up last week. By the end of this week. Now, is this a short week? Is it a Good Friday?
Yes, it is.
I wouldn't want to disrespect anyone by coming to work and besmirching a certain holiday on Friday.
So let's call it Thursday. Awesome. We have a blasty, autographed, Hubie jersey.
Or Hoobadoo.
Hoobadoo.
Who you listen to on
TV. Brought to you by the Hearing Loss Clinic, hearingloss.ca. So get on your Soch, Rhodesy, and on Thursday we will have we'll award, and by then they'll be in the playoffs, right? By Thursday they'll control their own destiny.
Back to back wins, then
six in a row.
Be confirmed, but they'll control their own destiny. The Jets will be reeling. Bonus will have just called his veterans to the carpet. It'd be great.
If one of the Flames wants to do to Murray or to Hellebuck, what happened to Murray? I can say whatever the hell I want.
Coming up on Thursday, a presentation of the Hearing Loss Clinic. We've been telling you about the Hearing Loss place for a while. Hearingloss.ca, 4 Calgary locations. If you feel like you're having issues with your hearing, visit one of these locations, get an evaluation, and their whole thing is, it's not about, you're going to go to some of these places, it's what size of hearing aid do you want? That's all it is. They want to get you in the door, they just want to fire stuff in your ear. Here, it's what can we do first to try and remedy it, to try and make it better. It's almost like the having a hearing aid or going, that's down the road. Get in here and let's take a look and see what's been happening. Has it been damaged? Is it just the natural course of things? And they're now finding out that if it's untreated, it can affect different, I don't want to get all serious on you, but I mean, there's some mental health issues that can arise if you leave this kind of stuff untreated.
And I like that you're going and doing it because most people just put this shit off. Look at you.
I'm going to go
new boom.
Yep.
He's a doer.
I am a doer.
He's a Vim and Vigor. Offer.
Vim Walker and Vigor.
He's
a doer.
Hearingloss.ca, there you see them on the Soch at The Hearing Loss. Instagram, The Hearing Loss Clinic. And be watching there for the jersey, as well as maybe book yourself in. Get yourself an appointment. Say hello to Rhodesy. Best of the weekend. Now, I got a couple of these. I feel bad because there was a bit of a dead spot in my weekend. I was away from my phone. But I've got a few little things here that I want
to
do for
you. I didn't steal it all.
What the hell does being away from your phone have to do with anything?
Well, that's what I end up. It's just you're on Twitter, you're on Instagram. So,
there's something
I'll do. There's something. Yeah. Well, aren't you the one that was, you were tweeting? You're a tweeting machine now.
Audible celebration for a Flames goal, first of the year on Friday.
And the Boomer Best of the weekend. There you see it. Brought to you by Green Drop. Why have a crappy yard?
Don't do
why
it.
Why have a gross yard?
Hey, listen. I snowblowed my backyard, so I'm getting ready.
Oh, that's a move. Because you got, the north-facing backyard, so the snow stays there longer?
West. Oh, yours is very damp. You got something going on there. High water table. Backyard.
I mean, he's on a lake. That's a significant bit of water.
It's anyway, not all of us have a high water table. We need to water it, cut it, and let Green Drop do the rest. GreenDrop.com. Look at the different packages that they have. You start off with the beautiful basics. It's got your fertilization, micronutrients, weed control, that whole thing, all the way up to the beautiful premium package. Get a little aeration in there, some overseeding. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't think of the overseeding. Oh, I got a yard. What else do I need to... Give it some help. You want to help out your yard?
Stop being a dick.
They don't overseed the golf courses? Come on.
Come on.
Let that thing breathe, right?
Dummies.
Gibby will come to your house and slap you around if you don't start paying attention. That's what's going to happen here. Gibby's going to come by himself. Be like, hey.
What do I got to deal with?
What else?
Gibby would never slap help anyone. Please don't take any of this to heart. This is not true.
100% guaranteed. If you aren't satisfied, they will return and make things right. Their greenkeepers come by. Bing, bing, bing. Done.
So what was that?
Bing, bing, bing.
Bing, bing, bing.
That's right. Greendrop.com. And a little something special coming for Barn Burner viewers and listeners.
Ooh.
We're into the month of April now. I don't know if you knew that.
Well, you can check that QR code right now.
Click that QR code on your screen there. Give it a and
sweet tweet for you.
There you go. There you go. All right, let's take a look. Just some of the stuff Boomer's best of the weekend. So you want to play in the NFL. You want to be, hey, you know what? With those big O-linemen, just give me the ball. I'm going to, you know, what do you need? Third and short? Give me the ball. I can run that thing.
Tucking behind the big boys.
I can do this thing. Yeah. Turns out if you want to be in the NFL and if you want to be a pro, put in the work. Yeah, it's kind of a 12-month thing.
So not like Rhett. The
There's always a way. There's a way to figure it out.
You know, some guys start training camp, and that's when they start getting into shape. Oh, you know what? Don't worry about it. I'll get to when are the OTAs or whatever? When do I got to show up? Okay, we'll start.
When's week one? I'll be ready then.
Yeah, we'll start doing it then. I'm really dragging here. I'm delaying hard here, right?
Mm-hmm. I can tell, yeah.
Yeah, but because what you need to do is you need to dedicate yourself. Dedicate yourself to the fitness element of the game.
If only we had video evidence of
If only we had the video evidence.
My kid went to a trainer in Buffalo where this guy was...
No, that's the end.
...was a football guy, and he was doing some crazy training stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not it. It
doesn't look like a football guy.
That's the end. That's the last clip for sure. That's the end of the clip. That's Zegras last night at the Dome, and look at the kid here. Look how happy he is. Look, he's... We're in a... You know what?
Oh, he's crying. Yeah.
Got his jersey on backwards because you want the
kids
show.
So soft about crying.
This has been happening forever.
Isn't that nice?
Yep.
Look at it. It's his hero.
TZ.
Why didn't you ever treat fans the right way?
I flipped a puck into the stands once and hit a kid in the head.
Oh, see? Trevor would never do that.
I was trying to be nice. Get a puck.
Sure, yeah.
Setting the tone. That's what Rhett's doing.
So we may not have it.
Okay.
Is maybe what I'm being led to.
Maybe. Let's just see what else you have.
You should have been on your phone more.
Well, no, I was on plenty. Yeah, I was on plenty.
What else do we got here? Oh, look at this.
So watch this and listen up if we have volume.
Ooh.
So a fan apparently went and called Anthony Rendon called him a bitch.
Oh, that's not a nice word to call someone.
No, it's not. And as you
look at that guy's got my shirt on.
He does have your shirt on.
Yeah, something like that. That strikes me as the league might be wanting to talk to Anthony.
I don't think you needed to use the word might.
Anthony Rendon there.
And Rendon, like, are we understanding the salary here? He's on a 7-year, $245 million contract.
I want to go. Can we get that clip again?
You're really going to risk that to have a little slap at a fan that called you a bitch?
Where were they?
I believe that was Oakland.
Yeah,
they started in Oakland.
Oakland fans.
Yeah.
Just remember Ohtani, 10 strikeouts, no earned runs, and they lost in Oakland.
I do have a separate Rendon clip in that folder.
So we'll see what else.
So it's cut separate if we want to run that one. But I don't know if you heard there, threw an MF-er at him.
He did. Yeah, right out of the gate.
I think that's okay.
Hard MF.
Sticks and stones can break my bones.
$38 million he's making this year, Rhett.
Oh.
So that's suspension if it's of any amount of time.
I say find the piss out of him then, and he'll still be okay.
$5,000 maximum under the collectively bargained and seen players.
More than that for baseball, bro.
Let's see if I can get this dropped in here real quick.
Yeah. See, Angels got bad vibes, Rhett. You got Ohtani, Trout, and they still can't do anything.
They always seem
bad. And this guy's swinging at people. What are you doing?
Is he a bit of a putz? I don't know anything about
him. Well, he won that World Series with what, the Nationals, and then came over on a monster deal?
Yeah, but is he a putz?
I just know he hit the shit out of the baseball when they won the World Series.
A bit of a trend?
I've never seen him MF a fan before. So.
See, I got booted out of Sask Place once at a basketball game.
Yeah, tell us. I've heard this
before. I was a kid, and I got mouthy with one of the players, and he pointed at me, and soon security was over. The best part about it was the principal was about five rows ahead of me, and as I was walking out, he...
Mr. Warner.
...had some, oh, this is nice to see you, Mr. Warner.
Where did you learn that language, Rhett? Not at my school.
See? School. Overrated.
Hmm. While I'm doing this, Alex, can we play that Rendon? He does have the Rendon clip, if you can do that one more
we're
time.
On
and we'll... I need my glasses on. So take a listen. Take a listen.
Oh, he's doing the glasses.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus.
What did you say?
call me a bitch, huh? Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Yeah, motherfucker.
Calm down.
Oh, it's, I like when it, calm down. Everything's already.
That usually works, right? When you tell guys, hey, calm down.
Especially if you yell it, that helps.
Oh,
too.
Okay. Well, if now you say will. If you say so.
I called Max Afinogenov the B word in Australia, and he freaked out.
Really?
It was in jest. We were well, having
and supper. If you use the C word down there, it rolls off people. But yeah, be serious.
Apparently, it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How you doing over there?
Real good. Yeah, cool. Real good.
Can we get a full shot of Boom just so we can all enjoy the wonderment that is Dean's double glasses? Oh.
Yeah, we're going to have to get that fixed. Like I said, you can get subscription.
Yeah, so what can you get?
I'd rather.
Prescription.
Some subscription. Yeah. All right, so I threw another in there. Hopefully it's in there.
Yeah.
You know.
Said you did.
You know what? I'm so deep into it now.
You're not going to let it go.
I can't. This is called being pot committed.
Yeah, I'm all in.
Sunk cost here.
Yeah, I'm all in at this point. Okay.
You're doing it for Green Drop.
It's for Green Drop.
You're going to battle through. It's what Brian would want.
You can go check out their social medias at Green Drop, which is well done getting that nailed down. Right when your company's called Green Drop, and you're like, oh geez, all the social media stuff. Do you think anybody else has the Twitter or the Instagram? Thank goodness we got it. Because you know what happens is a lot of people out there, they're going to go and nab the URLs, the website, web addresses, and the Twitter, and then they're going to charge you.
Is that still something where they sure have to phone them up and pay them for it?
Yeah.
Bastards.
If you go on
boomersbest.com, widely available. Someone could buy that, and then you'd have to buy it off them.
No, I'm not talking about Boomer's Best, Ryan. Jesus, pay attention. All right, so here we go. This is, so you want to.
Holy shit.
You want to be a running back, do you? Put in the work. This is one whole long clip. You can letterbox. This is Derrick Henry. Look at the friggin' bar.
Man.
Are you so you're hard to stop, are you? It's April.
He's on a ball there.
Ooh. He's on a rubber band.
I can't
and a
do
ball.
That. I can't do that one. I do this.
Everything else you can do, eh?
I could do that.
He is a beast. Wow. There was one other one. He was like standing on one foot on a ball. So watch the guy lay out for the catch here. Oh no, let her go. Yeah, just let her buck. Let her buck. The big dive. That's Souza of the Rays. Kiermaier's loving it.
So what is this?
Kiermaier's we're all loving it.
Yeah. So there it is.
I got it.
Oh, this is what we need. This.
Not quite.
Tracker, what do they call it?
Yeah, not quite. Not quite.
So that's from last year.
How much hassling are you going to get?
So
they're dying.
You know how the Blue Jays, do they still have their jacket, their home run jacket?
Not this year. Apparently it's up for auction.
So Pirates here's the one. Reds. They unveiled, they kind of got their thing.
Fairly.
So this is what the Reds are doing. You come across, you get back into the old dugout.
Yep.
And they've got you'll see it here. There's a couple of pieces. You've got a headpiece and
things going on here.
Oh, so there's the robe.
Oh wow.
A jacket.
A cape.
And the hat. And a Viking hat.
Yes.
Volume up for this.
Got with your girlfriend in high school. Twice. See it. That is getting smoked by how much sticky stuff's in that hair. I know there's something in that lettuce.
Oh boy.
Don't even get me started on you! Valdez, what's in your glove? Oh. What the hell's in your glove?
That's true.
Show me the off speed! My grandma could have rocked that shit! Dollars, you need to figure it out! I haven't seen a strike yet! Philly's money line! Philly's money line is free tonight!
And then there's.
Yeah, you called me a pitch, huh? Yeah, you did. Yeah, motherfucker.
Ooh. Calm down.
Yeah, calm down.
Calm down.
And then as we saw, there it is from last night, taking a page right out of the Rhett Warner handbook.
Bonk.
It's for the kids. The young man, a little emotional.
Got to have that in the budget, though. Those sticks aren't cheap.
Lots of Anaheim. I'm sure they got lots of dough.
Yeah, Seager's going to make some money.
Yeah, Seager's going to make some money. So there you go. It took a little while, and it was hardly lived up to the hype. But, you know, that's what we do. That's for Green Drop. Go to greendrop.com, at Green Drop Limited. There you see it. And book yourself in. We kind of joke about it. But it makes all the difference in the world. We've been doing Green Drop with Brian and the guys and the girls there. Truly, you cut it, you water it, and it's lush, and it's thick, and
that's
it's healthy.
On the block.
And they do. They come by. All of a sudden, geez, oh, I don't know, it like poured rain after. I'm not sure. Hey, you know what? We'll come by, take a look. We'll come by. We'll send one of our guys by.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Additional 10%. The QR code on your screen. Go get it.
QR code on the screen. Get an additional 10% off, you barn burner.
Barn burner 10%. April deal. Go get it.
There you go. What do we got? Another thing we announced last week, we've been partnered up with Gray Eagle. Mm-hmm. Been doing some barn burners there. We've done some afterburners. We're going to be doing
the Super Bowl party there too, right?
Coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, some ticket giveaways we're going to be doing for the next few events. Whitney Cummings is going to be there. Where did I have this? We're going to have a pair of tickets to go and see Whitney. That one is Tuesday, April the 25th. We've got a pair of tickets as well coming up on the 27th. You mentioned Gibby. He loves it. If you love the timeless music of the Eagles, then it's Hotel California, the original Eagles tribute. On the 4th of May, REO Speedwagon. Mm-hmm. May 6th, Canadian supergroup Walk Off the Earth. May 7th, it's the Beatles tribute, the Fab Four. Theory of a Dead Man is bringing their tour in May as well. Matt Fraser, he's amazing. Does live audio. He's, you know what? You'd be messed up.
CrossFit guy?
Because he comes in, he's like,
Red Deer Rebel?
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking about, he starts to.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's careful.
I know.
A lot in there.
There's a lot going on in there. There's a lot going on at the Grey Eagle Event Center. All tickets for events that are held at the event center, ticketmaster.ca. And yeah, very soon, coming up, we'll have some tickets to give away. The first one will be for Whitney Cummings later on. There it is, the event center. Look at that, eh?
Oh, I want to go to the fight. Have another Muay Thai event.
It was just like last weekend, wasn't it?
If you'd live here, you'd have access to the full catalog, not just the few days you're here.
There you go.
Recommend that. Get all the shows.
The thing about the event center is they got all they can. How many people? 1,000 people? Done. 15,000? Done. They can just set that room up for
15,000.
Well, not 15,000, but every event is going to feel intimate. I guess is what I'm telling you, because they can set that room up for acts and bands and comedians of all kinds over at the Greagle.
Is it an oracle, that guy? You're talking about, you can see what's in Rhett's head?
You know, I...
Oh. Gotta go and see, I guess.
He's brilliant.
I don't want him getting in my head. I'd be a little worried about it.
When's the last time you went to a concert? What's the last concert you went to?
I went and watched, well, the Strictly Hip in Buffalo.
That's right.
Didn't the Shoveler go to see Toto with your boys?
Yeah.
And wasn't that not when your brother Trev was out with the Trev. Dentist pals when you saw Strictly Hip?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's February. Thought about going to Springsteen. He played in Buffalo a couple weeks ago.
I've not seen him. I would really like to see him.
Springsteen.
He's coming here.
I can't justify that kind of dough. It's so much money.
What isn't?
But it's...
COVID made things very expensive in the entertainment side because no one toured for 2 years and needs to make their monies back.
I don't know that Bruce needs to make any money.
No, that's true. It's probably more of the, we can do it, so let's get more rather than less.
He enjoys it.
He does enjoy it. He's still good at it. Puts on marathon shows. Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
It's not for a while. You've got time
to save. I've got some time. Yeah, I got to save up. Yeah. Well, you know. Making it hand over fist around here.
Yes, I mean, it is coming in fast and furious.
Yeah. There's a cash machine in the corner. You just press any number you want, spits it all out.
Betway bets of the day. I teased you earlier about
You got some Blue Jays bets.
I went into the Betway app. I got the Betway app on my phone. Went in, and right there off the top, little Betway boost. Sometimes they'll just throw it in there. It's not every day, but every once in a while, they'll throw a little boost. So they take a parlay. And then bump up your odds a little bit. So the Betway boost for today, the Blue Jays taking on Kansas City, Berríos on the mound, Yankees playing the Phillies, and the Astros. They've got Detroit. Blue Jays, Yankees, Stros all win plus 350.
As long as the Astros aren't getting heckled in the bullpen like
that's
they
right, getting crushed in the bullpen.
Series. Jesus, my grandma could take that deep.
So they boosted that up to a plus 350. I'll go there. And I believe there are three games in the NHL tonight. One of them, Arizona at Seattle. Clayton Keller is on a heater. He's had an unbelievable year.
Andy.
One or more power play points for
plus
Keller.
Plus 200.
Plus 200.
Oh, baby.
For the hottest Coyote ever? Isn't he?
Ever. Come on.
Recent I think history. He's, but I think what he's doing right now, not JR, not Tkachuk.
Oh, really? Not Doan?
Not Doan.
Ilya Bryskalov?
No. Nope.
He was hot for a while.
Yeah, he was.
Hated that weather in Edmonton.
So those are my Betway bets of the day.
All right. Mine, we're focusing in on a big game tonight. Predators in Dallas. Nashville against the Stars. Dallas minus 1.5. Plus 110. They're fighting for home ice. They can still win the Central. 1 point separating three teams in the Central. And a Haskinen power play point or more. Plus 140. He's had a great year, Miro.
He's a good player.
Yeah, I was looking at the Jason Robertson. It's like, no, no, he's going to score four tonight. No value there. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Scores a goal. Minus 10,000. Ah, damn it, he's good. Can't even bet on him. He's too good.
There you go. Those are the Betway bets of the day. Get the app on your phone. Play along. Be 19. Be responsible. So, but you're saying you don't care about Nashville. You're not focused. It's the just.
I'll read the schedule again if you want.
I'm not worried about Nashville. They're too beat up and the schedule's too hard. They got too many games, Dean.
Too many games.
Too many games. You'd think it's a blessing, but it's probably a curse.
Dallas, Vegas, Carolina, Winnipeg, Calgary, Minnesota, Colorado. Which of those is easy?
Yep. Oilers are in, though, eh?
Oilers are in. They're third in the Pacific.
Kings punched their ticket last night.
Passed the Oilers in doing so. They had a game in hand there.
The ninth team in. Only the wild cards to be determined in the East. Boston, Toronto, Tampa, Carolina, New Jersey, and the Rangers are all in.
So it's going to come down to the Islanders got a really good chance of getting in, obviously. Yeah. And then it's that last one. Is it going to be Florida? Is it going to be Pittsburgh?
And there you see in the West, Vegas, LA, Edmonton. They are locked in.
Ding, ding, ding.
The way the Oilers have been going, I know you are kind of pishawing the Oilers.
They're scoring a shit ton, I'll tell you that.
Still got a...
Their first shutout of the season, old Skin Dog the other
Skin Dog the other
there.
Night, that's
that,
right.
That's something that I wondered if they had in the arsenal. Could you win a low-scoring game? They did.
Jets have more wins than the Flames, eh, when you look at it?
Quite a few.
They've had a better season, Dean.
Yeah.
And they're probably, looking at the personnel, better at 3-on-3 in shootouts.
15 OT.
Three. It's a lot of lost opportunity.
It's a lot of lost opportunity. Yeah. Or on the flip side, you were lucky to, sure got lucky a lot, to sneak out some points.
Didn't get lucky once you got to overtime, did you?
Well, were you lucky to get there?
What's really lucky is if they get in, they don't have to worry about 3-on-3 in shootouts, do they? They'll just keep playing 5-on-5 where the Flames are better at.
Predators got some wins too.
Do you see Tommy Jesus. Novak again? Jesus. 4 points, something like that.
Tomorrow on the show, Frank Saravalli. He was texting me today.
Franco.
Yeah. Interesting when he wants something. Real easy to get a hold of.
Oh.
Yeah. Cool. Real easy to get a hold
is
of.
Is he trying to get that booze from Rhett still or what?
I'm not sure. You didn't send it. Eh?
Yeah, it was mailed out long ago.
No, I
mailed.
Don't think it was. Well, I'll ask him tomorrow how it was. He's probably drank it by now. It was so long ago, right?
This is a classic lost in the mail Rhett setup. Yeah.
Yeah. You faxed him that bottle of booze.
I faxed
right?
you that over.
Faxed it to you long ago.
That's at my llama farm. I had someone fax it over.
So we'll talk to Saravalli tomorrow about any number of things. We kind of get on some tangents with him every once in a while. You know, him crying about drinking Fireball or...
Get emotional.
You know, whatever, traveling and his wife or whatever it is. I don't know. And then sometimes he comes in and just starts ripping Daryl Sutter of the Calgary Flames.
Loved Dallas. He had a real good friend there or something.
Yeah, had a great... Weird what tangents. Was her name? Debbie, I think it was, yeah. So we'll see what he's got going tomorrow. Debra. And it'll be a game day against the Red Wings.
Big win.
Yeah.
Stevie Y.
It's amazing what Stevie Y's done with that team.
Oh, God, kill me now.
How many times did he bring it up?
Every time I say
every time, yeah.
And he's like, you can't overlook Detroit.
Chicago.
Chicago. You're overlooking Chicago.
Well... See what you'd want there is a teammate to say, "Hey Ryan, it's not Detroit, it's Chicago." rather than just let you go on floundering he and did, flailing
but
about.
But I continued to say yeah. Detroit.
Yeah.
No, I was trying to help.
Yeah. That's what you need. Yeah.
It didn't work.
No.
No.
Oh, well.
I maybe need that guy to look in my head and see what's
both
wrong.
Original six teams, geometrically speaking, right? Yeah, geometrically speaking. All right, everybody, that'll do it for the Monday edition. Tomorrow is a game day. Need those helmets. Biggest game of the year.
That's all they have left is biggest games of the year.
Must win and a biggest game of the year. Mm. God, it's a lot, hey? Whew. When you think of it that way.
I don't know that you're going to sleep tonight. That is a lot.
I may not.
Win out.
Just win out.
Just
don't lose again. Not asking a lot. How many games I got left?
Five.
It's bugger all.
You don't have to win out. Just don't lose again.
Just don't lose again, and you'll be just fine.
Five? Come on.
It's nothing. All right, buddies. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow, and as always.
I think I'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah? Yeah. Oh, that's right, yeah. Maybe here.
He's going to know by this morning.
Tomorrow. Probably here tomorrow.
Yeah, probably here tomorrow. And
yep. Oilers suck.
There it is. Okay. See you, buddies.
Where's he going to be? Mm-hmm.
Hi, Rob Kirk.
Oh. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.